Listen carefully. What's that? Well, I believe it's the sound of the Western Ground Parrot, one of Australia's rarest birds, so you're lucky to hear it here on Breakfast this morning. Sadly, the bushfires around Esperance in WA over the past few weeks are thought to have wiped out nearly 90% of the habitat of the endangered Western Ground Parrot. Before the fires, there were only around 140 of the birds left, and they were concentrated in a small patch of wilderness, an area called Cape Arid. Even if the birds have survived the fire, they now remain exposed and vulnerable to predators in a fire-ravaged landscape. Sarah Comer is a regional ecologist with Parks and Wildlife WA, and she was part of a team that was working on capturing birds in this area for their protection just days before the worst bushfire came through. Sarah Comer, thanks for joining us on Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Sarah, can you just describe the Western Ground Parrot for us? Because it's quite a big and beautiful bird, isn't it?
They're not that big. They're about the same size as a Rosella. They weigh just under 100 grams and a very beautiful green and yellow barred parrot that spends most of its time on the ground.
And there's really, we think, only 140 left, or there were before the fires?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's a tiny amount anyway. And they've been living in this landscape, which is, you know, used to bushfires, must be quite a hazardous landscape for them, even without such a you know, furious bushfires that we've just witnessed there.
Yeah, I think it's the scale of the fires that we've just had that have had, you know, such a significant impact. But we've also been faced with the challenge of managing introduced predators throughout their habitat.
What sort of predators are they?
European foxes and the feral cat, and we believe the feral cat has had a major role to play in the dramatic decline of this species in the last 10 to 15 years.
Okay, so fires aside, the feral cat is responsible for the fact we only have 140 of these birds left.
Yeah, we think that's probably the case.
And that you describe that as a dramatic reduction in the number of birds. How many birds were there 10 years ago, do we know?
Well, when I started working on the south coast in 1999, there were ground parrots at many peaks near Albany, a good population in the Fitzgerald River National Park, and also in Cape Arid. So, yeah, now we're faced with local extinction in Wychinikup and a dramatic decline in the Fitzgerald River National Park, and Cape Arid remains the stronghold for the species.
So Cape Arid is really the only place where we know these birds live?
Yeah, it's the only place that we can reliably find them, yeah.
Do you fear, I'll come to what you've been doing in recent times, but do you fear that this latest bushfire at Cape Arid, it will be the event that leads to the extinction of this bird? Are we at that point?
I hope not.
We all hope not, yeah.
Yeah, we're optimistic. There's two small patches of habitat that remain unburnt, and we know that we have birds in those areas. We're also optimistic that we may find them in areas further east of those sites where there is habitat that could be suitable. We haven't found birds in there for a long time, but we're hoping that some may have escaped.
So you've been back in post the bushfire to see, and you've found birds, have you? What was
yeah.
it like in there?
Very black, yeah, quite sobering, but then very exciting to see, you know, some good habitat left unburnt.
Have you got any sense? Can you guess at the number of birds that you think are in those patches?
No, that's our next task, is to get out there and do some detailed surveys and figure out what's actually left, and also to look in some of the areas that may have provided refuge further east.
Okay, we're speaking with Sarah Comer. She's a regional ecologist with Parks and Wildlife WA, and she's on the search to find and protect the Western Ground Parrot, because they're near extinction anyway. There was only 140 birds left before the wildfires swept through around Esperance in WA. Sarah, there is some good news. You've been out and about a lot working in this area around Cape Arid to try and work out ways to protect the birds and baiting feral cats and things like that. But just before the fire swept through, you actually captured two birds, didn't you? A male and a female parrot.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of a project we started a few years ago, trying to establish a captive breeding facility where birds could be bred to release back into the wild.
And how is that captive breeding program going?
Well, as yet, we haven't had any recruitment, but the birds were moved up to Perth Zoo last year, and we're hoping that their expertise and the injection of a couple of new younger birds may result in some offspring.
So when you say you haven't had any recruitment, that means the birds haven't been breeding, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a couple of attempts when the facility was still on the south coast, but those fledglings didn't make it through. So we're hoping that with the expertise of Perth Zoo involved in the program, we'll be able to actually start producing some birds to release back into the wild.
And why do you know the reasons why you haven't had success in the breeding program? You've got girls and boys there. What else do you need?
I think there's probably a few things which isn't my area of expertise, mm-hmm. but the attempts that we had down here were at a time when we had some extreme weather conditions, and we think it may just have been inexperienced females, didn't quite know what to do with young at that time. There were also a few issues with some disease, which is prevalent throughout the wild population, but, those sorts of things can be exacerbated when you have birds in captivity.
Okay.
So we've learnt a lot about keeping them and the things that may challenge breeding success.
Okay, well, as I said, you had a bit of luck. You found a male and female parrot just before the fires raced through. You got out, I think, of the area just in time.
Yeah.
So let's hope you have success there in the breeding. But just briefly, Sarah, why is it important? Why is it important that we preserve this parrot?
Oh, I think, the uniqueness of so many of these Australian animals, ground parrots are an absolutely beautiful bird. Although we don't see them, that call that you played earlier is a pretty special thing to hear when you're out and about early. They represent some of the evolution of our unique fauna. They're one of five ground-dwelling parrots in the world. They're pretty special. There's a strong sense of community connection to these birds. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people who love coming out with us and experiencing, the calls as the sun comes over the horizon.
I think we might experience it again now. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Sarah Comer, regional ecologist with Parks and Wildlife WA, dedicating her time at the moment to trying to protect the Western Ground Parrot, which is a beautiful sound to have in the mornings. Isn't it?